Okay, today's daf is Nedarim, daf Samach Dalet, and we'll start with Samach Gimel Amud Beis. The last shiur, the last couple of lines were cut off, I heard. So we will start Samach Gimel Amud Beis, last wide line, towards the end of the 8th parak, before we get into the 9th parak. So the 8th parak discussed all different types of Nedarim, involving two people. And different, do we take them seriously? Are they Nidre Ziruzin? As we had a couple of examples of these earlier in the Masechta. And now we are on the first wide line on Samach Gimel Amud Beis. So, Yibisariv Bo Laseis Basachoso. If somebody is pressuring the other person to marry his niece, because the Gemara says in Masechta Yivamis, that is a good idea to marry one's niece. That was more common in the days of old. And the question is, if somebody is pressuring, right, the Gemara is Samach Beis, Amud Beis, where the Ron quotes the Gemara in Yevamos, Anosias Basachoso, Alav HaKasav Omer, Az Tikrav Hashem, Ya'aneh, he quotes the Gemara. So, somebody's pressuring, but he doesn't want to marry her. So what does he say? V'amar konav shinen esli l'olam. I'm never going to get hana from her. I'm not interested. So he asers hana. So do we really assume that he's asering hana from her and it's all over forever? Or do we say that no, he just really means he doesn't want to marry her. But as long as he doesn't marry her, he's allowed to get hana from her. That's one case. Or v'chena magarish ishto, or a man who is divorcing his wife. Omar konem ishti nehen esli l'olam. And he says, I don't want my wife presently, who won't be my wife soon, to get benefit from me forever. So again, is he just emphasizing what's happening, and that is the gerushin? Or do we say that it's even more, and he is asuring hana forever? So hare elu mutaras lehenos lo. In both of these cases, we say that there is a heter hana. We don't say that they were, these statements should be taken literally. We say it was just had kavana of the gerushin, and just had kavana of the not marrying her, but other than that, hana is mutter. Shlonas kavin ze, el lusham ishus. They both had kavana only regarding ishus, only regarding marriage. Why does the Gemara say, the Rishonim ask, why does the Gemara say that it's a kiyum to marry one's niece? We know an uncle can marry a niece. It's even a good idea, says the Gemara. An aunt cannot marry an uncle. An aunt cannot marry a nephew. That is Asa Daraisa, and that is one of the Arayos. Right? What makes it interesting that was Moshe Rabbeinu's parents' relationship. Moshe Rabbeinu's mother was Yocheved, who was the daughter of Levi, and Moshe Rabbeinu's father, Amram, was the son of Kahas, and then he was the son of Levi. So it was an aunt and a nephew. That's what the Chizkuni points out in Parshas Shmos, that Moshe Rabbeinu could always look back to the Kupa Shel Shratzim, what's behind him, realize that this was from an a relationship that became Usser later, and that's there's nothing coincidental in Halacha. That was the Moshe Rabbeinu was from in a relationship that later on became Usser. Interesting that the Gemara in Psachim, in Arvei Psachim, which we mentioned in the past, that discusses who's going to bench La'asin Lava, who's going to bench in the Suda Shal of Yasa, you have all the great leaders of all generations there. So who's going to bench? So the first they offered it to Avraham. Hey, Avraham, you want to bench for us? You want to be Mezamein? He says, no, I had a Yishmael. Right? Yitzchak? No, I had an Esav. Then Yaakov, you want to bench for us? Yaakov says, I married two sisters, and the Torah would later asser that. And therefore, I can't bench. So they continue going, and then they say, Moshe. So Moshe does not answer, I came from such a relationship, because that wasn't him. He didn't do anything wrong. That's why Moshe says, no, I can't go in, because I didn't go with Eretz Yisrael. So he doesn't say that his parents, that he's a product of that relationship, because that wasn't him, it was just something that happened to him. But either way, back to the Gemara. So back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says it's going to need to marry one's niece, the daughter of one's sister. The Rishonim in Yevamos, where this comes up, in two places. Most of the action is Samach Beis Mabeis, Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. The Rishonim discuss, why does the Gemara emphasize the daughter of my sister and not the daughter of my brother? They're both my niece. So that, why is it that only Basachoso is mentioned? So the Rashbam says, you're right. The word is Lav Dafka. Tosis goes to Rashbam, Samach Beis Mabeis. Pirish Rashbam, do it in Basachiv. Aval Achoso Naka. Why does it say Achoso? Lafisha Mishadalto Bidvarim. Vishriach Shadose Bita. It's more common, says Tosis, that your sister can help convince you to marry her daughter than your brother to marry his daughter. So that's why it's Lav Dafka, though, in terms of what would be a lechachila? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, "Anosi v'atzachoso Giague Adam, Ravin Alachoso, Yoser Menachim. A person is closer with their sister than with their brother, says Rashi. They have deeper feelings. They miss them more. Omitokach Nimsa Machabe Vizishto. So if you're closer with your sister than your brother, then you're closer with the daughter of your sister than the daughter of your brother. So that's why Rashi says we advise and encourage Basachoso, because that's going to be a closer relationship. Number two. Number three, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, they're in Tosfos. Why Basachoso? Because they are within the same mazel. Lafishahi bas mazalo. Why? Because the Gemara says elsewhere, Rov banim domin la'achei ha'em. If you want to find out about a girl, then look at her mother's brothers. Look at her mother's brothers. Rov banim domin la'achei ha'em. So here too, the mother's brothers. So that relationship is Basachoso. And that's why the marriage hopefully will work out, because they were within the same mazel. The final suggestion that we're going to mention is the Tosfos Yeshanim there. Tosfos also, later on in Yevamos, mentioned this on Daf Tzadi Tes Amud Aleph, an amazing suggestion. Why should one marry Bas Achoso, says the Tosfos Yeshanim. V'yesh b'farsha dafta Bas Achoso, avalo Bas Achiv, de'asi lahafkia mitzvas yibum. Because what's going to happen, Rachman al-Assad, in the future, if this guy dies, so then what's going to be the Yibam relationship? A father to a daughter. So you don't want that, right? Bas Achiv, right? You don't want Yibam to be able to take place. So you have to take into account the fact that this guy himself might die, and in the future to leave open the possibility of Yibam. That's an unbelievable suggestion. What does it matter? First of all, what does it matter what I'm doing now? What I'm doing now is what I'm doing now. I don't have to worry about later on. Kind of gets us into the sugya of short-term, long-term views in halacha. The sugya of ishtapach chamimeh. Do I have to worry that what I'm doing now is going to lead me to a situation of dechias isurin in the future? Right? This goes on that list, this sugya. I have to be worried about Yibam in the future. Okay. But that is all issues of Bas Achoso. The Rabbi Yehuda Chassid was somewhat got into trouble with the Noda Yehuda, so to speak, based on this Gemara. We know the Tzava of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, the will that's printed at the beginning of the Sefer Chassidim, in most Sifrei Chassidim, most editions. So he has all different statements that he says one should follow. Some of the halachas quoted, most are not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, some are quoted in the Nosei Kelim on Shulchan Aruch, in terms of how to cut your fingernails before Shabbos and getting a haircut on Rosh Chodesh, and other types of issues there. But one of the laws on the list is that one should not marry their niece. One should not. It's a big problem to marry one's niece. And the Noda Yehuda, Eben Ezer Tinyana, Simin Ayin Tes, so he discusses this and other statements of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid in that Tzava, which seem to go against the Gemara. The Gemara says, like we've just discussed, it's a good idea to marry one's niece, and he said it's usher to marry one's niece. The Gemara says two brothers are allowed to marry two sisters, and he said it's usher to have two brothers marry two sisters. So there are a number of items mentioned there that are against the Gemara. So Rabbi Yehuda, how could this be? You're not allowed to argue on the Gemara, right? It's one of our rules in Psak. The Ramah quotes it in Choshe Mishpat and Semen Samachay. You can't argue on the Gemara. So said the Rabbi Yehuda, they have one of two choices, right? Either we could say that Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid was not one of the Baalei HaMesora because he said something that was irresponsible. He said something that was inappropriate and that we don't paskin like. And therefore, we have to reject what he says from the being in the world of the Baalei HaMesora. I'd rather not say that, says the Rabbi Yehuda, because of who he is. Or I could suggest that he wasn't saying this for law. He wasn't saying this for din. He saw Beruah Kadsho that these zivugim would not be olin yafeh and these behaviors would not be appropriate for his family. But he wasn't saying this for all of Klal Yisrael. Right? The other one that he was discussing there was a father-in-law, son-in-law with the same name, or mother-in-law, daughter-in-law. That's what he says there. He says, he writes to his Talmud. She'en l'kalach hachamim sh'achar ha'talmud r'shus l'omar davar negar ha'talmud. V'yomer davar lister kutso shal yud v'divri ha'talmud. If anybody says anything to go against a yud in the Gemara, lo yechashiv b'chlal chachma Yisrael. He won't be included in the counting of the rabbis. V'yamnam k'shanu motzim echad mechachma Yisrael muchzak b'torah u'b'yira b'lisafik sh'kasav b'sefer davar asos l'divri ha'talmud. If you find somebody who argues on the Talmud, chayav imanu l'mashchoni Nafshin, Litaretz Dvarav, Shalodibe Raklashaw, he only meant it for a moment. Ola Mishpacha Pratit, or for a private family. Vidivre Talmud Hemalaklal. And the Gemara is on the cloud. Chayotzi Maze Anumotzim Rabbeinu Yehuda Chassid B'Tzava Shalo Dvarim Shekemat Asur Lana L'Shoman. You find items that it's even usher to say Basachoso. That's the first one on the list. Hu Omer Shalo Yisa Basachoso. Ubegemara Amru Shu Mitzvah. Hu Omer Shalo Yisa Avu Beno Shteachios. For Rav Papa Ubeno Nasu Shteachios Shalaba Sura. Hu Omer Shalo Yisu Beizachim Shteachios. And the Gemara said that there were many of them. V'chayosi bazeh v'tzavah hahi. So what do you say? So he says, Avala emes yaradarko, ki achasid lizaro acharav tziva l'dore doros. He said it to his family. Ki ura baruch hakodesh, shizaro liyatzliach mizivukim ka'ela. Ubazeh eno sosa divri ha-talmud, shehu ala klal, v'divri ha-chasid, ki al ha-prat. Number one. And then he quotes other issues, but that's what's important for us. He quotes, that wasn't the person's real name, it was added on, so that's also for sure not a problem, because it wasn't the name Bimahus for that person. Okay, either way, that's the Basachoso Sugyus towards the end of the parak. So now let's continue, let's finish up the parak. Says the Mishnah, third to last line, Hay Masarid Bechaver Shiyochal Etzlo, a person is pressuring his friend to eat with him, Omar, and he says, Kodom Lebeischa Sheni Nichnas, Tibasoni Sheni Toim Lacha. So Shimon doesn't want to go to Reuven's house. So Shimon says, you know what, I'm not even going to walk into your house. Not only not go over for the lunch, I'm not going to walk into your house. I'm not even going to have a drop of cold water from your house. So do we say that serious? So we say again, Mutulikanis Lebeiso, Felicious Bivet Sonein. We say that you're allowed to go into the house and drink kolch. He only meant the big meal. He didn't mean to aser everything, and therefore, walking in, having a cold drink, is allowed. Right? We discussed this, if you remember, back in the third parak, in the parak of Arba'a Nadar Mitir Chachamim, the Mishnah we had on Daf Chafim Abeis, where the parak went through the four types of Nadarim that are automatically Mufka, even without Hatara, because we know that they are not serious, right? We had Nidre Ziruzin. Nidre Ziruzin was the first one, the one that you just meant to encourage yourself or someone else, but not because you really meant it. So this is the type of category of Nidre Ziruzin, right? This is the type that you exaggerated and you didn't mean it because you're just trying to encourage yourself in terms of a certain behavior. Okay, we are up to the ninth parak of Maseches Nedarim. This is the last section. You might even say the second half of Maseches Nedarim. The first eight prakim are about making Nedarim. The last three prakim are about undoing Nedarim. How do you get out of Nedarim? So we had a little bit already. If you remember back on Daf Chaf Aleph from Abayis, we discussed this. The sugyas of Pesach and Charata. So Bezra, we will get back to that right now. But the last three prakim are about a chacham being matir neder, or a father and a husband being matir a neder, and the types of nederim that could be hutar. So this parak, the first mishnah, the beginning is about a rav, a rabbi being matir neder, and then we'll get into the father or the husband, right? Hatara of a chacham, or hafara of the father or the husband, and we'll have to see the differences between hatara and hafara. The chacham can be matir, if you remember the Gemara earlier, through Pesach or Charata. Pesach means, we say, if you would have known this, would you have made the neder? If you would have known, been aware of this situation, would you have been made the neder? It doesn't mean it's somebody totally surprising. That's called nolad, and that's going to be in our Mishnah. But something that is not totally surprising, but something they didn't take into account. And if they would have known about it, they would have said, no, I would not have made the neder, if they would have remembered that at the time of the neder. And therefore, it comes out that the neder could be viewed as a neder bita'us. That's how we view charat, that's how we view Pesach. It can be viewed as a neder bita'us. That's the Ran back on Daf Chaf Aleph on Mabez. To review that Ran, the adif Pesach mecharata lefi shekol neder shuritah bePesach, any neder that is undone through a Pesach hare hanoder omer shafilu b'tchila kishenadar. He admits that even at the beginning, ilo hayanosin alibo oso Pesach, if he would have focused on that Pesach, lo hayanoder, he wouldn't have made a neder v'nimsa nidro b'taus. So it comes out the whole thing was mistaken. We could view it as a neder b'taus because if he would have known this, right? We can only do that once the chacham establishes that this is true. But once we say, if you would have known this, you wouldn't have made the neder turns into a neder bitos. Aval neder, shehu niter b'charata, but what's the other pathway? What about charata? Which was a machlokes there? On chaf alaf mabes. Machlokes, whether you say postin b'charata or ain't postin b'charata. That was the machlokes amoram there. So how does charata work? Eino motse im atzmo. Again, I'm reading the Ran. Yeah, the Ran, chaf alaf mabes. Charata ain't a motzi imatzmo shuminyan. Shiloyanoso aliva bitchila shloyanoter. He's not changing anything. Oh, if I would have thought, if I would have remembered. No, what does charata mean? He just acknowledges that he was not in a full state, sound state at that time. I was angry, out of control. That's charata. Elashu omer achshav mitoch hakas, omer bnei mehiris nadarti. V'yachshav ani mischaret, alashu nadarti meolam. And now I feel bad. Nothing new that I didn't know about at that time, but I was angry. I was out of control, and therefore, that's why we discussed the ka'as sugyas in that context. And therefore, I don't want my neder to stand because I was not in control. The Sefer HaChinuch says in Mitzvah Lamed that this is really a chesed of Hashem, that we are able to undo our promises. Right? You might say, once you swear, you swear. Once you promise, you promise. Right? The HaChinuch talks about this in Mitzvah Lamed, in Mitzvah, the Isser and the Aseres HaDibros, the Isser of Dibur number 4, Losis Hashem Hashem al Kecha Lashav, many different areas of that Isser. The Chinuch has a long discussion of all of these issues. So, says the Chinuch in one of the pieces, talking about undoing a Shvua or a Neder, he says, Umenatama ze shekasavnu b'shvua, she'in yonahu, she'adam gomer l'kayem dvarav, ula amesbo, kemoshi umamin b'kiyim eloki. What's the idea of a Shvua where I invoke the name of Hashem along with what I'm saying? I am basically connecting and saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forever, so too my words are going to be forever, which is inappropriate. That's what that's why it's a Shavua Shav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nitzchi. Hashem is forever, but nothing a person does is involved in is forever. So, says the Chinuch, Hayalanu lo mochel tispat l'shvua b'shem tzad. The Shavua or the Neder should never be batal because you try to connect it to something that's eternal. Ela shahaya mechazde hakel aleinu. It's a chesed of Hashem. Bidaito chulshas binyan gufeinu. He realizes our weakness. Umiyate osenu vahasmadas shinu ritzoneinu. And that we're constantly changing our desires and what we want to do. One day we could say, okay, I'm never going to eat this again. But the next day, or a week later, or a year later, we might want to change our mind. A year is nothing to Hashem. V'laseis lanu eitzah, so Hashem gives us an eitzah. L'tseis b'ma'atzer ha-shvua, b'yizchadeish aleinu ha-ratzon b'chal eitz, she'ef shalanu lito b'inyin ha-shvua, tainis ones, oshgaga, k'mo she'refurish b'imkomo, b'shvuos, u'b'nedarim. So says the Chinuch, that to get out of it, to get out of a neder or shvua, is a chesed of Hashem, that He gives us the opportunity to get out of it. Okay, so that's the general rules of Pesach and Charata and how they work, as we saw in the Sefer HaChinuch in the Ran earlier. So now we're going to get to some exceptions to the rule. The main thing is said in the Torah that a Chacham can be Matir and be a father or a Hazak can be Mefer. So the Gemisha is not going to tell us the Din D'Oraisa was the first in the Pasuk. It's going to go and tell us extended ideas. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, this is Perek Rabbi Eliezer. Poschin la'adam b'chvod ave v'imo. A chacham could go to a person and be try to create a Pesach based on covet of his parents. What exactly does that mean? Many different approaches in the Rishonim, what exactly that means. The most common approach, the Ran quotes this in one day, and the Mefarish and the Rush, say that we say to the person, if you would have known that this nether that you made would cause a zilzul to your parents, because people would tell them and say, you know your son is a paritz b'nedarim. Your son, you know your son has no control. You know the Gemara says in Nedarim that if somebody makes a nether, it's like they build a bama, and if they mekayim it, it's as if they're makriv on the bama. You know that? You know that's what your son is? That's what his behavior is? So the parents are very embarrassed. The parents are very upset. That is one day from in the Rishon. Look in the Mefarish. Shagada oilo, she'omer ma'alavicha, oilo la'av, shagada ben rasha kazesh, who paris ben nedarim. When we learned earlier on Daf Tes that making a neder is a reflection of a rasha. So, if you would have known this, would you have, this would be the state of affairs that your parents would be in, would you have made the neder? So that's a Pesach. So Rabbi Elazar says you could say that. The Ran has another pshat also. He says, Lashon Acher, Sheyomru, Sheatala Madata Mehem, Sheaf Hemazal Zlabidadarim. Even worse, they say to your parents, oh, where did the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. If the son's making a neder, you know, where must he have learned that? Must be that he learned it from you, right? Sometimes parents will say to a child, when a child says something, uses a certain language or acts in a certain way, you didn't learn that here, where'd you learn that from? Right? Because a parent knows what the child learned, and he knows where, if a child picks something up at home or picks something up outside, Rachman al-Islan. But outsiders don't know that. And if they see behavior of a child, many times they'll say, oh, you know, this is, you must have learned this from your parents. So that's the idea of Rabbi Eliezer, that a person, the Chacham, can use this as a Pesach. Can use it as a Pesach. The Chachamim Mosrim and the Chachamim say no, you cannot use that as a Pesach, because, as we'll see in the Gemara, everybody's going to say that, oh yeah, I wouldn't have done that. Everybody has covered for their parents in this extreme way. They'll be embarrassed to deny it. They'll be mazed punav. If the Chacham says, if you knew this would happen to your parents, would you have made the neder? What, the guy's going to say, yeah, I would have made it anyway. Nobody's such a Rasha. Right? Originally they might have, but nobody's such a Rasha to not admit that. Even though they might not feel it inside, right? They might be making it up. They might just be saying it, not to be embarrassed, and therefore the Chachamim say, you can't use that as a Pesach, because we're worried that the guy is not going to be sincere in his admitting. Before we continue, let's mention two interesting sources. Rav Moshe, talking about covet for one's parents in terms of making the Dara. Rav Moshe has a much quoted tshuva about marijuana. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Yaradeya Chela Gimel Simin Lamin Hey, where he discusses the Isra of Ishun Samim, say drugs, marijuana, written in 1973. He says, Bidvar Asher Etchilu Eze Bachurim Meha Yeshiva, Rachman al Islan, certain boys from Yeshiva started La Ashein Chashish, in parentheses, Maravana. Pashut, Shudavar Asr Mikama Ikar Dina. Rav Moshe said it's Asr. It's Pashut that it's Asr. And he quotes six different Isurim. Right? Any one of them, one might say, Is this connected to it? Nowadays, you also might say it has to do with the Nishmatim Olad Asher Seichem. Remember, even in those days, Rav Moshe wasn't as strong in terms of asering smoking. But if you read Rav Moshe's six tshuvas about smoking from the 1950s to the 60s to the 70s to the 80s, it's clear which direction he's going in. And we have no idea what Rav Moshe would say Bizman Hazeh about smoking, because you see that he continuously gets more chamor. The beginning he's like, no, whatever, it's fine, shomer psalm Hashem. And then he continues and says, passive smoking is usur. And he continues and says, it's a terrible thing to do, don't do it, it's addictive, v'chulu. So, it's not clear. And some of his talmidim, Rav Moshe Ephraim and others say that they think it's usur. Again, what Rav Moshe would say Bizman Hazeh, it could be that he will still say that shomer psalm Hashem, but it also could be that he would change his stance. So here, in the true about marijuana, it could be that he would add on Isurim, today. But he obviously has some. Then, one of them related to our Mishnah right here, says Rav Moshe, Pashut, Shudavar Asur, Mikami Garadinim, Shevetorah, Chada, number one, Shumakalkel Machales Aguf. Number one, it destroys the body. Destroys the body. V'avim nimsu anashim b'riyim, Shalom Mazik Leb Kolkach. And even if you want to see there are some very robust, young individuals, that it doesn't negatively affect their physically, avo makalkel who is a das, it ruins their mind. Ve'ini yicholam lavin davar lishuro, and their Rav Moshe says not being in control of one's faculties, so that's a problem. He says that's an isser. Od yoser chamur, that this obviously could apply to getting drunk, right? You can extend some of these issues. Sheze od yoser chamur, shelavad shemoneh atzmo miliman haTorah karoy. Besides bittul Torah, umeniya gam mitfila umimitzvas haTorah, shasiya belodas haroy hu kalo kibam. He can't be an Eved Hashem at that point. Our job in life is to be an Eved Hashem. You can't be an Eved. You're putting yourself into a situation willingly for no good reason that you cannot be an Eved Hashem, you can't have das at that time, that's a problem. Va'od, and then Rav Moshe says, Shu gorem taiva gedola, asher hu yoser mitaivas achila. It's very, very addictive. V'chadome, hatzrichim la'adam l'chyoso, v'yesh lo yichlu l'tzamsim l'haver tavasam, v'u'isra achamor, sh'nemar, b'betzora r'more, al taiva ha'yoser gedola, sh'yesh lo l'achila, after l'achila k'sheros. Rav Moshe says, but it's one of the Isurim in the Torah. The Rambam counts it, the Chinuch counts it. Don't be like a Bensor Amora. What is the Isur of Bensor Amora? Right, discussed in the Maseches Sanhedrin. If somebody cannot control their taivas, and they end up stealing, and they end up just being a Baal Taiva, eating a lot of meat, drinking a lot of wine. That's number two. It's going to lead to a taiva. And number three, this is the one that's related to us now. Va'od, sheha'av v'ha'im shel elu shema'ashrin zeh mitztarim ma'od. Asher over and al mitzvahs kibud av'ha'im. This is definitely causing pain to one's parents. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, it's a violation. It's like posa b'chavad av v'imo. They're very upset about what you're doing. It's a violation of kibud av v'im. One of the aseres adibros. Va'od ika iser da'asei dekadoshim tiyu kapir sharaban b'chumish. V'gam heim garmim, and this is probably the most important. What else goes along with it? V'gam heim garmim li'isur meharbe acherim levadze. What kind of chever is one involved in, and where is this going to lead? Sof davar heim pashut ubarur, shehume yisurim hachamurim, v'tzarech lishtada b'chola yecholes, lahavir tumazu mikol b'nei Yisrael, uvefrat me'elu shelomdin b'yeshivas. Right? Ramosha says you got to remove this terrible, terrible stain of drugs. Again, would he apply some of those svaras to smoking today? Who knows? Right, it is not clear. Nobody can bring a riot from Ramosha. Ramosha matters. Ramosha mattered 30 years ago. We don't know what Ramosha would say bizman hazeh. Either way, that's one tshuva of Ramosha. If you look in the Chashuke Chemed here, he has another issue related to kibud av v'im. Interesting shaila. And as we know, there are tangential connections between some of the psakim and the actual daf, but this is a related one to the mitzvah of kibud av v'im. Right? What would we say when we first hear the shayla, and what is the actual answer? Here's the shayla. There is a girl, a young girl, who is over bat mitzvah. She loves to do mitzvos. She's an amazing tzaddikah. She's wonderful. And Rosh Hashanah is coming. And she knows her mother would also love to go to shul to hear the shofar, and she would love to go to shul to hear the shofar. But there are a couple of little kids in the house, and they both can't go to shul. So she's planning to go, the daughter, and she knows that her mother would love it. The mother would love to go to shul, and the mother would love the daughter to stay home and babysit. So the question is, who wins? The daughter was not asked by the mother. But she knows, she heard the mother talking to her neighbor, yeah, I can't go to shul this year, I would love to go, but, you know, I can't, I have some little kids. Does the daughter have an obligation, or is the daughter encouraged to offer to the mother, you know what, I'll stay home with the kids, you can go to shul. So, on an emotional level, we might say, or even mitzad chinuch, the mother might want the child to go in order to be mechabev mitzvos on her. That's definitely one sad, that the mother would say, no, 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 you go, I had my time already, this is my job, kind of, to stay home with the kids. So that is one idea. But if you look at it in halachic terms, the Chashuke Chemed says, it could be otherwise. Because on the one hand, each person has to worry about their own shleimus and mitzvahs, chayecha kodmin, and if the daughter was not asked by the mother, she should go. But on the other hand, the daughter is not obligated in shofar, and the daughter is obligated in kibud av v'im, in a certain sense. And therefore, this is like any mitzvah that is ban grama, the woman her was from, and kibud av v'im, she's chayeves. And therefore, v'hagam sha'im lo biksha mimena she'tivater avura, the mother did not ask, mikol makom, zeh ritzona, but you know this is what she wants. V'mabastam alei ritzona, yebakach kiyim l'mitzvah kibud av v'adif, levater al mitzvah she'me'ikra did p'tura mimena, it's better to be mevater on a mitzvah that she's p'tura from, k'dil lezakos b'mitzvah she'be'ikaroni chiyuvis sh'adam mitzuveh ba. That is the psak of the Chashuke Chemed. If the mother then says, it's mocheles, it says, no, 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 so it could be that you fulfill the mitzvah of kibud av v'im anyway, because you offered, and that she was just mocheles. That's one reason that you don't make a bracha on kibud av v'im, because the parent can be mochel, but the Chashuke Chemed says the daughter should at least offer so the mother could go here shofar. And then he quotes, some Rishonim say there's no mitzvah of kibud av v'im unless the parent is getting something in return. What is the parent getting here? Nothing physical. Number one, you might argue on that whole thing. Number two, she is getting something. She's getting the ability to be mekayim a mitzvah. So there's dayas, but that's interestingly his psak, halacha lamaisa. Okay, let's continue. So that's the first line of the Mishnah. Machlokes tanoim, whether we are poseach b'kavod av v'imo. Again, Rabbi Eliezer says yes. Why not? Why not? It's like any Pesach. And the Chum say no, as we'll see in the Gemara. Reason being, because we're nervous that they're not going to be truthful in their answering. Continuing that, Rabbi Tzadok says Rabbi Tzadok. So there's a machlokes rishonim. Is Rabbi Tzadok? Are the next two lines of the Mishnah, are they being said by two people or one person? Let's go first with the understanding of the Ran and others. Amar Rabbi Tzadok. Rabbi Tzadok, according to the Ran, is expanding upon Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Rabbi Tzadok says, Rabbi Eliezer, you're saying that you could use a Pesach for covet of parents, so you could also use the Pesach for covet of Hashem. Meaning, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Chacham could say, if you would have known how upset Hashem would be that you made a neder, would you have made the neder? So he would answer, no, of course not. So just like Rabbi Eliezer allows a Pesach for parents, and he's not worried that it's not going to be truthful, so too, a Pesach for covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchuk lo b'chvod ha-makom. That is Rebbe Tzadok's expansion. Let's just continue within this day. The Ran adds in two words. Amru lo. Amru lo, the Chachamim answer back to Rebbe Tzadok. Yeah, you're going so far, imkein ein nedarim. So if you do that, that's not going to be any neder, because of course, nobody's going to stand up and be brazen enough to say, I don't care about what a Kadosh Baruch Hu thinks. Parents already we have a problem with. But here, for sure not. For sure not, ein nedarim. And even Rabbi Eliezer would agree in that case. His only argument, according to this understanding of the Mishnah, is that only by parents do we say that there should be a Pesach, but not by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ran says, "Afilu Rabbi Eliezer modil rabbanan to become a makom ein poschim." No, you don't do that. Of course, it's not you're not going to use a Pesach in that case. Other Rishonim say that this whole line is from Rabbi Tzadok, and Rabbi Tzadok is basically saying it as an exaggeration and not literally. You're going to tell me about parents? What about Kvod HaMakom? And of course you can't do that, and therefore there's no Nedarim. And maybe it's all expanding on the Chachamim Pshita, saying, and there shouldn't be a difference between Kvod HaMakom and Kvod Av V'Imo. So two ways to read this line of the Mishnah, how much is being rejected by the Chacham. The Ran here quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, it's the last medium line in the Ran, Yerushalmi, HaKom Modim Kvod Rabo She'eno Ma'amid. Also, we've spoken about Kavod HaMakom in the Mishnah. Kavod Rabo, also, the Yerushalmi says, you cannot suggest. Detaninon umara rabo kamara shamayim. Hilkach eposkenbo. Just like the Mishnah seems to say, according to the understandings that Rabbi, according to the Chachamim's understanding of Rabbi Eliezer, right, that Amru lo ein nedar, that he would agree by Kavod HaMakom. Don't go so far, Rabbi Tzadok. By Kavod HaMakom, he would agree that you're not posayach. So too, when it comes to Kavod Rabo, you wouldn't be Poseach either, because Mar Rabo Kamar Shemayim. Like Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai told his Talmidim in Brachas that on his deathbed, that the Kavod, the Mar that you have for your Rebbe, should be like the Mar that you have for your Shemayim, should be like the Mar you have for your Rebbe. And they say, Ad Khan, and he says, Halavai. Because it's much easier for us to have Mar Rabo than Mar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's there, and there's a human being, and he's tangible, and it's much easier for us. Whenever we have the comparison of Morah Rabbah Kamara Shemayim, as we have in Pirkei Avos, we always like to point out the thought on Nehemiah or Shimon HaAmsuni, different versions where the Gemara comes up in four different places in Shas. Nehemiah HaAmsuni darshan every S in the Torah. The Gemara tells us in Baba Kama, Emsachim, and elsewhere. Every time he said the word S in the Torah, he was able to figure out a message or a halacha from that S. Bereishis Bara Elokim S Hashemayim, that S teaches me something. The S Ares, that teaches me something. Until he got up to Es Hashem Elokech Atira. Es Hashem Elokech Atira. Fear Hashem and be in awe of Hashem. And Nehemiah HaAmsuni said, what am I supposed to add on to Hashem? What am I supposed to do? And he stopped. He stopped darshaning. And it's Talmid Dipsef Rebbe. What about Kol Mashad Darashta Batei Aleihen? What's going to be with all your drushes? You wrote a doctoral thesis, right? It's 500 pages. Right? What's going to be with all of that? So there's one S you can't figure out. Okay, Tzarech Iyun. Don't throw the whole thing out. Says Nehemiah HaAmsuni, Kishem Shekibalti Schar LaDrisha, Kacha Kabal Schar LaPrisha. Just like I was Bekabal Schar on the darshaning, so too I'll be Bekabal Schar for throwing it away, for stopping, because I realize it must not be MS, because I can't figure out this S. The Gemara says, Achabar Rabbi Akiva, until Rabbi Akiva came along, and Darshan, Es Hashem Elokecha L'Riba, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, L'Rabos Tamadei Chachamim. To include Tamadei Chachamim, right, like our Yerushalmi says, Mara Rabba Kamara Shamayim. That's Rabbi Akiva. We discussed this a couple of weeks ago in Parsha Shir. And that is the question of, what did Rabbi Akiva know? How could he figure it out? Nehemiah HaAmsuni had every single S down, except for one. Why was this one so hard? So, we gave one answer then, but Rav Gifter quotes the answer of Rabbi Akiva had one thing that Nehemiah HaAmsuni didn't have. He had a Nechemiah Hamsuni to look at. He had someone who he could visualize and say, wow, he was ready to throw everything out. L'shem, getting to the truth, getting to the MS. That kfifus, that being an eved to the MS, and not being convinced of my own prowess in terms of darshaning, that giving in, that's unbelievable. And that's what Rabbi Kiva says, L'rabos tamidei chachamim, once he saw that. But that is in terms of Mora Rabach Kemora Shamayim. That is, again, the first part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah uses the Lashon also of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Hamakom, being, right, the place. Where does that come from? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Hamakom. What is the earliest place? There's a Medrash. The Medrash says in Bereishis Rabba Perek Samaches. Perek Samaches. The Medrash tells us, let me find the Lashon. Samaches says, the beginning of Vayetzei. Vayifka Bamakom. Yaakov Avinu came to the Makom. So the Medrash says, "Mipnei ma mechanin shmo shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'korin oso Makom." Why do we call Hashem Makom? Shehu mikomo shel olam v'ein olamo mikomo. He is the Makom of the place. It's not that the world exists and he comes into the world and fills a spot in the world. No, he created space. He doesn't fill space. He is space, so to speak. Space is in him. Shehu mekamo shel olam ve'ein olamo mekamo. How do you know that from? Man ma dechsiv, the pasuk in Shmos, perek lamed gimel. Hinei makom iti. Havei HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekamo shel olam ve'ein olamo mekamo. That is probably the earliest source of, one of the early sources of, where do you know that from? That chazal is in Bereishis Rabba in Vayetzei. Two other points. That is, there's a gematria that I saw yesterday. I don't think I've quoted before. There's a gematria of Makom, says the, so it's in the Biuri Adaf, he quotes this from Achronim. The word Makom is gematria 186. 186 is the word Makom. And if you take Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and you square it, right, Yud 10 times 10, Vav 6 times 6, and another hey twice, five times five, all that also adds up to 186. I'm not exactly sure of the significance, but there's a connection between Shem Hashem and Makom. That is number one. Rav Schwab says in the end of Mayan Beis HaShoeva, he says that the word Makom, a little more down to earth, is used in certain specific areas. We say Hamakom by a Shiva house, Hamakom Yirachem Eschem, we say it in Achenu, Hamakom Yirachem, we say it in the Haggadah, Baruch Hamakom Baruch Hu. What's the connection? Says Rav Schwab, the word Makom, and other Achronim as well, I'll just quote it from Rav Schwab, Makom is always the Shem Hashem used when a person feels distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person feels, and the nechama that we're giving that person is that hamakom, Hashem fills the world, Hashem is close to you even now. That's hamakom, by a shiva house, that's hamakom yirachem, by when there's Jews, nesunim b'azar v'shivya, that's even in the Haggadah, as an introduction to the four sons. Some of the sons feeling distance from Hashem, so we say, baruch hamakom, baruch hu, baruch shanaz ator l'ama Yisrael, Hashem is close to each and every one of you. You should realize that that's the hamakom that we use in that context. Okay, so why is it used here? Yitzchlo b'chvadamakom. So maybe a person feels distant after he made a nether and he's in his dire straits and he's in a certain situation. We say, right, we're posech b'chvadamakom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you, even though you might feel distant that you've been away and you've been bad, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still with you. Maybe that's why that lashon is used even here. Okay, weiter. Says the Mishnah, continuing in the next section, Umodim Chachamim Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Eliezer, B'davar Shebeino Levein Aviv Ve'imo, Sheposelo B'chavod Aviv Ve'imo. Even though the Chachamim say, you're not posea because we're nervous that the guy is going to be not honest, but if the nether is not a general nether of doing something wrong so the parents are upset, but it's a nether Bein Aviv. Right, so that specific type of neder, so the Chachamim would agree that is allowed to be used as a Pesach. Right, the Rishonim explained, he was madur them not to get hana from him. He was madur them to not come to, we had the cases before, of not coming to a wedding to a child. Any of those are very specific, direct. He also, it might be something related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, related to a mitzvah. The Meiri says also directly, he says, V'yirali, shekein adin b'chol sha'aneder udavar sha'aviv v'imo mitzirim ala mitzad aneder atzmo. The nether itself is directly to them. V'lo nasar ela b'she'ein mitzirim alav. Ela der klal, shu paris benedarim. What's the earlier machlokas case? Well, it's a general. Somebody is paris benedarim, but it doesn't relate specifically to the parents. And also bechvod hamakom. What is bechvod hamakom that he rejects, and everyone rejects possibly? Because that is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is generally upset about. But if it's directly against Hashem, Shebitzad atzvo shel neder hu maseris kenegdo yisbarach, says the Meiri, says that you could use. Hein beneder benindu minias mitzvah, kod onek Shabbos osim chasyantav, hein benindu arosrach aveira, poschin. So that you could use as a Pesach, because that is direct, and that we assume that the person would want to get rid of, honestly. Good. Va'od amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer also says, what's the va'od? The Ron says on Amud Beis, Tosfos says it right here in three words. Right, that the word va'od is usually used right after an earlier shita was said by one Tana, and right afterwards you're having another one. But here you have a machlokas in between. Right, it's not following the earlier one. So va'od is a little more used, a little more flexible here. Maybe it's another example of lishna de dedar mishuna, just to tell us that there's another kula that Rabbi Eliezer has. Va'od amar Rabbi Eliezer poschin binolad. Vachachamim osrin. You can be poseach binolad. What's nolad? Something that totally I didn't know. Something totally unexpected. Right? What's a Pesach? A Pesach is that if you would have realized this, like you should have realized it, because you didn't realize it, so that's why it's called a Neder Betaus. But you should have realized it. But if we would have said this to you, the Nolad idea, if you would have known about this, then you would have still made the Neder, because you wouldn't think that this would occur, because it's so unusual. So that is why the following, Rabbi Eliezer says you can be poseach, but the Chum say no, because there is no way that we could say that, oh, if you would have known, because even if you would have known that if we would have reminded you at the time, you still would have made the neder. The Shor HaMisyana Balacha here points out that, you know, something we have a svara here, that the more unusual it is, that we basically say it's irrelevant. The Shor HaMisyana Balacha says you do find sometimes the exact opposite svara. That because it was totally surprising that it's like an ones. Like an ones, and then Mimela, the thing falls away. If I would have known about it and not said it, that makes the nether even worse. And it shouldn't be chal. Okay, but he points out that you have that svara sometimes at the opposite. What are examples? Ketzad says the Mishnah, Amar Konam Sheni Nana Ish Ploni. Vanasa Sofer, he says, I'm never getting benefit from this man. And he becomes a Sofer. Either this means a sofer stam, or it means a sofer, the scribe of the city, to write documents. Osha Yemesius Beno, or the neighbor is marrying off his son, and I want to go to the wedding. V'yamar Ilu Haiti Odeh Shunas a sofer. Osha Yemesius Beno Bakarov. If I would have known that he would be marrying off pretty soon, Lo Ayisi No There, I wouldn't have made a neder. So those are all nidre nolad, that a neder, that a sorry, that you had no idea, and therefore that is a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Konel Mabayezesh Ani Nechnas V'Nasav Esak Neses. Next one, there's a house that you make a neder never to go into, and it becomes a shul. The Miri says, you see, even for a Dvar Mitzvah, Rabbi Chachamim say you're not poseach benolad. Amar Ilu Hayiti Odeya Shunasav Esak Neses. Lo Hayiti No There. Right, if I would have known, I wouldn't have made the neder. Rabbi Eliezer Matir V'Chachamim Ostrim. In all of those cases of nolad. Good. So, Maye Nedar. Let's get back to the Mishnah. When Rabbi Tzadok said, or when the Chum said back to Rabbi Tzadok, Rabbi Machlokas, said the line of Ein Nedarim, if you allow Kavod HaMakom, then for sure there's not going to be the world of Nedarim is going to fall apart if you allow Kavod HaMakom. So what does that mean, Ein Nedarim? Machlokas Abaya and Rava. Amar Abaya, Im Kain, Ein Nedarim Nitarim Yafet. Is as we explained it before. We explained it based on Abaya. If you say that it would work, then Nedarim would fall away, because the person's not going to be honest. He's not going to be Mei's pun of that he would have made Hashem angry and he doesn't care. That's the line by Kavod HaMakom. So the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim is by, do you apply the same svara by covet of parents? The Chachamim say the same thing by parents. A person wouldn't be Mei's pun of later on. And the Rabbi Eliezer says a person would. And therefore, if he says that he feels bad, then we trust him. Right, that's the Ron in the second to last line. Drabbanan Asri, the Sphere Lahu, Lo Shnak Kavod HaMakom, Lo Shnak Kavod Avi V'Imo, Ein Adam Meyas, Hilkachin Poskan. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, there is a Chilik. That's Abaya. Shot number one. V'Rava Amar, Im Kain, Ein Nedarim Nish'alim L'Chacham. No, what it means is, if we say that we don't use Kavod HaMakom, because it's obvious, so that people are going to think to themselves, after they make a neder, oh, it's obvious, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset with me, and they're going to end up not going to be Shoel HaChacham. They're not going to go, and Memela, the whole all the laws of Nedarim will unravel because people are going to stop coming to Chachamim in order to be Shoel on their Nedarim. You see the top of the run. Every nether, oh, Hashem's upset at me. Say, whenever come, machlokes, abaya, and rava. Tanan says the Mishnah, does this fit in? So the Mishnah said that everybody would agree, though, if the nether is directly related to the parents, so then you can be matur that through that Pesach. So does that exception fit in to the Svara? So Bishlam Ali Abaya Darim Kein Darim Nitarim. According to Abaya, who says that if we allow this, that people are just going to fake it, and therefore they don't want to be embarrassed. So Hacha Kiven the Ichsiflei. But here, there's no worry that they're not going to be truthful, because since he made a nether in the first place, Bishas a nether, and he was so chutzpahdik then, the Mistami is going to be chutzpahdik later on too. And therefore, if he says, I feel bad, we could trust him, because we would think that nothing has changed. But over here, according to Rava, who says that the problem that we're nervous about is that people aren't going to come to Beis Din, so here, why do we allow it? Why would Rabbi Elazar allow that as a Pesach? Wouldn't he be nervous that people aren't going to come to Beis Din? If you allow this, it's coming out of Imo. So almost everything is coming out of Imo. So he says, no, Amri, Kivan to call Nidri, Losagi Lahun, Delav Chacham, Hachanami Poskin. No, people are not going to get confused because they know it's only this specific one directed at parents that one could get out of. But other ones, they're not. So since there are many Nadarim that they have to come to the Beis Din for, so we're not nervous that they are not going to continue the practice of coming to Beis Din. Important line in the tour. The tour in Simon Reish Chav Ches over here quotes the Svara of Abaya. Of course, the Svara of Abaya, right? Because that's the one that Rov Rishonim quote. And the Torah quotes that Svara. Ask the Beis Yosef there in Reish Chav Ches, Sif Yud, ask the Beis Yosef, Vita, the time of the Basis is Machlok Zabai and Rava. This is not one of the Al-Kagams. Not one of the six places in Shas where we pass it like Abaya over Rava. So why did the Rishonim, including the Torah, quote the Svara of Abaya? Fish the Tabua Rabbeinu, Shakaza Tabashal Abaya, Fish Bitabashal Rabba, Takaimalan Halacha, Karava Lagabi Abaya. Rabba's, we always pass like Rabba, except by those six cases. Fish Lomar says, the Beis Yosef, Yisod Gadol. That principle of Yalka Gam is only when there's a machlokas in Shita. But if there's a machlokas in Svara, what is the Svara for someone else's Shita? So then we can even paskin like Abaya in other cases as well. V'yeshlomer deklala de halacha karava lo itmar ela ki pligi linyan dina. Aval hecha de lo pligi ela betayma de milsa ki hacha lo. O bishum de taymi de Abaya mistaver tvei. U masisa nami misyashva lididei. The mishnah fits in better to him. Shaper tvei mila rava ki demuchach bigimara. Right, that's what the Mishavachi Nakti, and that's what we pass on like Abaya in this case. Other answers given the Chassam Sofer here, but we will continue. Says the Gemara of Odam Rabbi Eliezer, Poskim Benolad V'chulu. So Rabbi Eliezer says, you could be Poseach Benolad, my time of Rabbi Eliezer. What's the reason for Rabbi Eliezer that you could be Poseach Benolad? Why do we only ask this? Says the Ran, says the Rush, that the Gemara does not ask what's the reason for the Rabbanon, because we assume that's more Pashat. Right, because if we would have told this to you at the beginning, you still would have made the Nether. Because you wouldn't have expected it to occur. So the problem is Rabbi Eliezer. That's the Chiddushita. Right? Why does he say it works? Amar Avchizda, to Amar Kra, ki mesu kol ha'anashim. Moshe Rabbeinu made a shvua to Yisro that he was not going to leave. He was not going to leave. But then Hashem says to Moshe, all the people that wanted to kill you have died in Mitzrayim, and therefore you're able to go back. V'hamisa de noladu. The fact that somebody dies, that's nolad. What do you mean to expect them to die? Right? So, Mikacha Poskim Bidola, so you see from there, that excuse that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to give to Yisro, is Nolat, and it still works, and that's why, that's the Svara, that's the source for Rabbi Eliezer. The Beis Yosef, again, in that same Simon, in Reish Chav Ches, Sifyud Beis, discusses, is Misa really that unusual? Everybody's going to die. Everyone's going to die eventually. So how could you say that Mises is so unusual? So he discusses, it's not unusual in general. It's unusual for one specific person to die that we have to be choshesh that they are going to die. That is what is unusual. Right, that is the there's nothing more common in life than death. An amazing line. How does the Talmud assume that? To have your enemies die in your lifetime is not always so common. And that's what David HaMelech says, V'oivi chayim atzmo. Or he says, inami something specific. And then the Beis Yosef goes into, what about a chola? He says, a chola not. What about a goseis? A goseis, yes. Rov cholin l'chayim, rov gosin l'misa. That's in the Beis Yosef right here. Back to the Gemara. V'rabbanan my tamayu. The Rabbanan, what's their reason? And the Ron explains. This doesn't really mean what's the reason. It means what does he do with their pasuk? We know the Rabbanan's reason. It's more obvious than Rabbi Elazar's reason. The question is, what do they do with the pasuk? Kasavri hanu mi maisi. So they say, what do you mean? The pasuk, should he be taken literally? Did they even really die? Vaha, we had earlier in the Masechta, we had back on Daf Zion, the discussion. Dasavaviram were alive afterwards. By Korach, they were alive. So what do you mean they died? El Amrei Shlokish, Yardu Minachseyam, it means that they became poor. They became poor. And if you remember the Ron earlier, Daf Zion of Abbas, he went through why they had to have become poor, and a poor person is chashav kemes, and not any of the other three that we're about to mention. Amar Reb Shua ben Levi, kol adam shein lo banim chashav kemes, anyone without children, is a bechina of dead, shenemar havali banim imayin mesa anochi, as Rachel said. V'tanya arbam chashav kemes, as the Brisa says, four people are considered not fully alive. Ani, Mitzora, Suma, blind, umishein lo banim. And we have a pasuk by each one. Ani dechsev ki mesa kol ha'anashim. Right, our pasuk Mitzora dechsev al nati kames by Miriam. V'suma dechsev ki memachashakim hochoshivani kamesi olam. The pasuk from Eicha. That he put me in darkness. Kamesi olam. I can't see. Umishein lo banim dechsev havali banim imayim mesa anochi. Those are the four. If you remember, we mentioned also back on Dav Zayin about 2 months ago from the Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz and the Sichas Musar, why are these four people chashav kemes? Because they all lack an element of being able to give. Giving is part of the human condition, part of the definition of who we are. And if we can't fully give, because a person is blind, so their focus in their life is more taking than giving, or they don't have children, the ultimate receivers of the gifts. Mitzari has to sit outside the machane, or he's poor, he can't give anything, right? They're missing an element of giving, and therefore they are not fully alive, Rachmana Litzlan. Okay, we'll stop here. Oh, just one other, the Kimesikol Anashim, if you look at the Meshach Chachma on that pasuk, the Meshach Chachma says, it sounds like from that pasuk that Moshe could go back now because everybody died. What, if they didn't die, he wouldn't have to go back? So the Meshach Chachma uses that pasuk in the sugya of Nichnas into a suffix sakana in order to save my friends from avadai sakana. Right? That sugya of the hagos maimonios and giving a kidney. Right? That sugya, the Meshach Chachma, that pasuk is a crucial part of that sugya. Okay, we'll stop here, Hashem, and we will continue.